most importantly, I brought my Bible. Okay? And, you know, it's First Presbyterian Church, Jamaica, and this was written by my mother with my name, this is a long time ago, with my name, with my address, with everything. In case I lost it, somebody would return it. You know, in the old days, if you lost something, they returned it. Today, a little bit less so. But I saw this, and I said, I have to bring it and just show it, because it brings back so many memories.
A born-again Donald Trump? Believe it, evangelical leader says. Did Donald Trump become a born-again Christian? Well, that's what James C. Dobson said. He said he knows personally that Mr. Trump had recently come to accept a relationship with Christ and is now a baby Christian. Let's have a listen.
I think he is listening. There are a lot of people ministering to him personally. A lot of ministers. I mean, he did accept a relationship with Christ. I know the person who led him to Christ.
Really?
And that's fairly recent. I don't know when it was, but it has not been long.
Wow.
And I believe he really made a commitment, but he's a baby Christian.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to be praying for him, especially if there's a possibility of him being our next chief executive officer.
That's huge.
And I think that he's open. He doesn't know our language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had 40 Christians together with him, and he used the word hell four or five times. He doesn't know our language. He really doesn't.
Uh-huh.
And he refers a lot to religion and not much to faith and belief.
So then right after the news of him saying this gets out, he suddenly has a change of heart.
I did not say that Donald Trump is a believer. It was reported in newspapers, probably 1,000 newspapers around the country. I didn't say that. I talked to probably 400 or 500 people that day, and one of them put a microphone in my face and asked me how it was going, and I said, I have heard that Donald Trump had accepted a relationship with Christ. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what the nature of that transaction was, that commitment to Christ. I just heard that that had occurred. I said that. And so all over the country, there are all these newspapers saying, Dobson says Trump is a committed Christian. I really wish I knew that. Maybe I'll get an opportunity to find that out. But if it is true, that's good news.
So did Donald Trump become a Christian? I don't know. There's no way to know. I doubt it. I pray that he does become a believer. But the most important question is, if you were to die today, are you 100% sure that you will go to heaven? I'm going to take a few minutes here and explain exactly what the Bible says you have to do to go to heaven when you die. Well, the first thing is you have to understand that we are all sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, sinning is basically breaking God's law, doing something wrong. We've all done this. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Okay, so the reason that we will die one day is because of our sin. That's the reason we're going to die. The wages of sin is death. What you earn for your sin is death. But when we die, that's not over. It's not over when we die. The Bible talks about a second death. The Bible says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So the penalty for sin is death and spending eternity in hell or the lake of fire. Okay. The Bible says, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Have you ever told a lie? We all have. So we're all guilty of sin, and we all deserve hell. But God loves us. He doesn't want us to go to hell. The Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." See, 2,000 years ago, God became a man. His name was Jesus Christ. And he died on a cross. When he was on that cross, he bore our sins on himself. Every sin that you've done, every sin I've done, it was as if he had done it. You know, he lived a perfect and sinless life. He never sinned. But he died on the cross for our sins. When he was on that cross, he died for our sins. 3 days later, he rose again from the dead, defeated death. So he did what we could not do. He paid for our sins. We know that we're all sinners. We all deserve to go to hell. And we know that Christ died for us. And he rose again the third day. He paid for our sins. So how do we get saved? Well, that question is asked in the book of Acts. It says, "What must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." All you have to do to be saved is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But not just believe in an historical figure called Jesus. A lot of people believe in Jesus, but they don't believe on Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on what he has done for you. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins and that he rose again 3 days later. That's what believing on means. You're putting your faith and trust in him to save you. It's not what you do. It's not doing good works. It's believing on him to save you. Here's the most famous verse in the Bible. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And it's everlasting life. Once you're saved forever. You can never lose it. You were never good enough to earn your salvation in the first place. There's nothing you can do to lose it. John 3:18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Again, it's all about believing on what Jesus Christ has done for you. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Again, it is not of works. It has nothing to do with keeping the commandments. It has nothing to do with doing good things. It's about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the wages of sin is death. What we earn for our sin is death and an eternity in hell. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that is amazing news. If number one, we believe that we're a sinner, we deserve to go to hell. But we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose again 3 days later, we're saved. We get eternal life. And notice, it's a gift of God. You don't have to do anything to earn a gift. It's free. God paid for it. You don't have to earn it through good works or by keeping the Ten Commandments. It is a gift of God. You just have to accept it by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So if number one, you believe that you're a sinner. Number two, you believe that you deserve to go to hell because of your sin. Number three, you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again 3 days later. And there's nothing you can do to lose your salvation. It's a free gift. Then you're ready to call upon the name of the Lord to save you. Just simply pray this prayer. "Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell, but I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe you died for my sins, was buried, and rose again 3 days later. Please save me right now. I'm only trusting in you, Jesus. Amen." If you pray that prayer and believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again 3 days later, You're going to heaven when you die, and there's nothing anybody can do to take that away from you. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.